With our continuing coverage of Iowa High School Athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pedley Christian Boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, powered by Hy-Vee, following his team's 59-44 loss to Indianola on Thursday night. Coach Van Wyk, I know that it's frustrating to end the regular season on the loss, but overall, Indianola, a team that overall they found ways in that second, third quarter area to just kind of attack your guys' defense, a very talented squad as well. What's kind of the overall thoughts after this game?
Well, first of all, I'm just really proud of our seniors. You know, this was senior night, and we got to celebrate our seniors before the game, and I'm just really proud of those guys, proud to coach those guys. What a great group of guys. We got seven senior players and a senior manager that's just amazing, and the players are just a joy to coach. I love to coach them, and you know, we all just want what's best for them in every game, and we wish we could win every game for them and put them in a position to do that, and that's what we strive to do every game. And, yeah, we came up short this game. I felt like Indianola had us on our heels a little bit after the first minute or two and you know, attacked our defense and got downhill on us, and we just didn't respond to that the way we need to. I felt actually pretty good about the deficit at halftime. I mean, we're down 12, and I'm thinking we could have been down 25 the way we played, to be honest, because we just had a hard time getting anything going on the offensive end as well. I felt like we weren't being physical enough, and we talked about that at halftime about, you know, the X's and O's don't mean a whole lot if we're not willing to be, you know, match the physicality that's you know, that we're competing against. So I felt like we did better the second half. There's still things we need to work on, obviously. And, you know, it's a new season starting Monday. And, you know, we get to play teams our own size again. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the challenges of that. And we just need to flush this a little bit and learn from it, for sure, but just try to get rid of any negative thoughts in our minds and just kind of build ourselves back up, both physically and mentally.
Absolutely, and you mentioned those seniors. I try not to focus too much on senior night about their impact because their season's not over, right? They get a chance to go at it in the postseason, but I got to talk about one senior in specific. Had the privilege of talking to him for the radio sports page on Friday about an academic All-State honor that he just received tonight. He was the leading scorer with 14 points for your squad, Landon Fransman. Not only is he getting it done in the classroom for this team, he's getting it done on the court, and tonight he was a big driving force in a stretch there in the second half where you guys were starting to mount a little bit of a comeback against this Indian squad.
Yeah, Landon, you know, he's just kind of the epitome of what hard work can get you and willing to compete will get you. And he just does that every single day in practice. And he tweaked his ankle towards the end there, so we got to make sure we're doing a good job of taking care of that. But just a great kid overall. And what an honor for him to be named Academic All-State, because in the grand scheme of things over the whole state of Iowa, I don't know how many seniors there are in basketball, but out of 300 and some schools, you got to guess there's probably 12, 13, 1400 seniors, and 20 to 25 make Academic All-State. So it's a great honor for him. We're just really proud of him. And on the flip side of that as well, Cooper Sprunk, Wyatt Snyder, and Deacon Branderhorse were Academic All-District. So we got four seniors right there that are doing a great job of getting things done in the classroom and on the court.
Very neat. Very neat. And we look at this team, too, and what they're set up for in postseason play, right? We've seen them against a couple of those teams that you get in the postseason bracket. You got two matchups that you've already seen. You got Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont to kick things off. If you get by them, Davis County, and if you're able to knock off Davis County, it's another rematch with Grandview Christian. What kind of benefits going into postseason play do you feel like that lends this team, knowing that, you know, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, turn around on Monday, a squad that you're familiar with from the start of this season.
Right. Well, it seems like a long, long time ago when we played them, so I don't know if I can say I'm familiar with them anymore. But need to, you know, get the video up and break things down on what we need to do for Monday. And looking forward to that challenge. And, you know, we're not taking anybody lightly. You know, we feel every year like our conference really prepares us for the postseason just because – you know, the physical play, the high level of competition that we get to battle against. And we only had a couple, three games this year that we weren't really in the game, you know, at the end of the game where it was decided earlier than what we like. But most of the games, by and large, they were competitive battles. Like even this game, I mean, we ended up losing by 15, but I felt like we competed hard most every possession, and it was just a lot of little things that we could have done better that Indianola took advantage of. But my point is that we learn to compete at a high level, and I'm sure that Eddyville probably wasn't thrilled to see us as our first round opponent, and I don't know what Davis County thought process is, but I'm guessing there's a lot of teams out there that aren't thrilled to see us in their district because they know the level of competition we play at and the kind of program we have, that we're always going to come ready to play. So we're taking it one game at a time. We're certainly going to be prepared for at each stop and be ready to go. But I'm just really looking forward to seeing what these guys can do.
Absolutely. And just looking forward to that matchup on Monday against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, in the short amount of time that you guys do have together to kind of work things, tweak things, and you know, make those adjustments off of tonight. What's maybe the one or two things that stand out to you the most that you want to see improved by Monday so that you feel really confident going into that game against Eddyville on Monday night?
Yeah, I think it's just little things, right? You know, we're not going to make major changes in who we are at this point, but we are going to continue to work on the little things that will help us against really good competition. And it's just knowing where to be, knowing the scouting report well enough that we're doing the little things right against the guy in front of us on the defensive end, and executing at a high level on the offensive end where we're being really strong with the ball and getting to the boards. You know, if I felt like early in the year, we were doing a super job of getting to the boards, and we've kind of backtracked on that a little bit. And part of that's the competition we play, but part of it is we just got to refocus on that a little bit. So we're going to do that, and being, you know, really physical on rebounding. So we'll continue to work on that as well.
Coach Van Wyk, appreciate the time. Best of luck on Monday against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Looking forward to being here for that matchup and seeing the Eagles find that success in postseason play.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Marvin Van Wyk, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team here on 92.1 KRLS.